Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Kansas, your goddess. It's time for you to find a quiet, dark place to lie down and relax. Turn off all your phones so as not to be disturbed. Arms to your side, legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. Close your eyes. Take a deep cleansing breath in. And release. I want you to see the spiral numbered stairwell at your feet. It will lead you down, down to a state of tranquility, a garden of peace. See yourself at the top of the stairs, your hand wrapped tightly around the handrails as your foot takes that first step down. 10, 9, letting go of all your tension. 8, 7, walking away from the world behind you. 6, 5, concentrate on my voice. It will keep you focused, keep you safe. 4, 3, deeper and deeper down the stairs, deeper into a state of relaxation. 2, 1, look at your feet. See the long blades of vibrant green grass. Feel the sun overhead shining down on you, warming you, enfolding you like a comfortable blanket made of warm, radiant, white light. You are safe. You are in your garden. Look around. Inspect your garden. See the thousands of plush green ivy leaves covering the walls of your garden. The orchard of fruit-bearing trees spread across the garden as far as the eye can see, bearing oranges, apples, pears. The air rich with the scent of citrus. Your garden is flawless, isolated, safe. Here you are free, free to experience, free to surrender. All you need to do is listen to my voice. Know that if your mind starts to drift, it will snap right back to the comfort of my voice. Throughout this MP3, you will hear me say, listen, and that will keep you focused. Now I want you to look into your orchard, and I want you to see something out of place. A beautiful, soft, velvet bench is under one of your trees. You feel it calling you, beckoning you, drawn to it you cannot resist. You take that first step. Good. Each step you take towards the couch, you feel yourself becoming more relaxed, more entranced than the step before. Feel yourself becoming dizzier and dizzier with each step. Disoriented, you stumble as you get closer. You stumble and fall, fall, face up into the velvety softness of the couch. You see the beautiful blue sky, the treetops, and beneath you, you can feel the couch, the softness molding around your body, conforming to your shape, cradling you as it begins to slowly suck you in, suck you down, but not under. It is sucking away your tensions, sucking away your fears, cleansing your body, emptying it of all that is you. Your body limp and heavy. It is consumed by the light. It has blissfully surrendered to the light. The warm, brilliant light from above rushes like waves through your body, consuming you with light, filling every pore, every vein, every organ, relaxing all it takes. Your body growing heavier and heavier. Your body becoming powerless as the light consumes you. The surface beneath you holds you firm. Relax. Safe. It is time to cleanse your mind. I want you to see a giant blackboard. It's covered in writing. Numbers. Letters. Words. Forward, back. Up and down. A cluttered mess, so cluttered, you cannot make out a single word or an image. So cluttered. Compelled, you see the eraser at the bottom must erase the clutter. You press the eraser to the board. Glide it across. Back and forth, erasing the cluttered mess. And as you erase it, know you are erasing your mind. All previous thoughts, all previous triggers, previous experiences, previous women, previous dawns. You are creating a blank slate for with which I will write. It is a direct link between me and your subconscious mind. For every instruction I give, every trigger, I don't write on the board. I etch them on the board. Etch them on your mind. It will become part of your own will, a part of you. You will carry it with you always. From this point on, you may or may not remember everything that happens in the session. But you will carry with you everything I etch onto your mind. You will carry with you every sensation, every trigger,
every instruction, every urge, every desire, everything I place within you, guarded by your subconscious mind, protected from your conscious muddled thoughts, part of your very existence. Good boy. Now, my slave, my precious pet, as you lie there,
helpless,
at my feet, on the altar of surrender, the altar of sacrifice, your body will do exactly as I say. Your body will obey my command, as though it were your own will, a reflex,
to my voice,
incapable of resisting.
It is your will.
See me climb off my throne, straddling you. Feel the metal from my stilettos
dig
into your flesh.
My
blood-red
nails
circling your nipples
lightly
as you grow harder and firmer beneath me. For mistress has no use of limp dick. Mistress wants your hard cock. I want it hard. For you are going to give me the hardness, the firmness, as you lay there, enslaved by my voice. You offer up your body as tribute. Assume the worship position. Palms pressed on both sides. Shaft, avoiding the head as you lightly stroke. That's it. Seeing you grow harder, more aroused, makes your goddess wet
with
pleasure.
So wet.
And now you must associate pleasure with every command.
Every
instruction,
every
trigger, each stroke, making you more
mesmerized,
taking you deeper into a state of trance, free here in the garden, free to surrender, free to obey. Free to experience. For here in the garden, there are no decisions, no obligations. The light consumes you. Your mistress is in the light, making you powerless, helpless, out of control. Is bliss.
This
euphoric. Stroking for my pleasure takes you deeper and deeper under my spell. Stroke my slave. Stroke your shaft. Hard and throbbing. For today, we teach you to love, to lick. For when you come, you will clean. When I allow you to come, you will lick it. Lick it all up. And love it. Need it.
Addicted to the taste.
Become addicted to the sweet,
creamy taste.
Addicted to taste.
If you fuck, you will need to lick her pussy clean. Sucking. Sucking your cum down, enslaved by lust. You will clean that pussy. If you cum in a mouth, you will kiss. Just for a taste of your own sweet nectar. But mostly, you will stroke. Stroke and explode, licking your cum off every surface it touches. Sucking it off the bath. Licking it off the sink. Licking it off the walls. The floors. And even the toilet seat. Your conscious mind won't understand what you do. It doesn't need to. Doesn't matter. For cleaning, sucking down the sweet cum that you explode will bring you such intense pleasure. You won't care why you do it. You will just long for the next time.
Need more.
Each taste better than the one before. Driving your need for more. Addicted to your own juices. Helpless. Powerless. You will stroke for your goddess. Struck it harder. Struck it from base to head. Knowing when I let you come, you will spray. And then taste the sweet nectar that is your cum. For when you taste it, it will taste better than anything you have ever tasted. Like sweet, sweet nectar. You will crave for it, long for it. As you feel your buzz swelling, you milk the cum up. You long to taste it. The cum works its way up your shaft. You feel it starting to ooze. Of the head of your car. Stop stroking. Leave one hand wrapped around your dick. Take the other hand, palm flat. Lick your palm. Get it nice and wet. Licking and slurping. Licking and slurping. You get a tiny taste of pre-cum, making you more intensely aroused, weakening you even further.
You can taste it.
Take your wet palm, rub it in circular motions on the head of your cum, and start stroking again. Stroking,
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 milking,
stroking, milking. Yes, that's it. Working it up. Working your cum up. Aim it at your face. Aim it at your face. It's getting ready. And you want to feel the warm. Cream cum shoot across your cheeks.
You want it.
Across your lips.
You need it.
It doesn't matter where it lands. You will lick up every drop. And love it. Yes, you feel that cum.
Feel it.
It's starting to well back up. Working its way up. Up your shell. Inch by inch. Your arousal growing with the thought of licking it up. Tasting it. Relishing in its creamy warmness.
Yummy.
Yes. Just think about it. Every weekday compelled.
Every day.
You will go to the bathroom at lunchtime.
At lunch.
You will stroke.
Stroke.
Until you come.
Until you come.
Licking it off every surface it touches.
Every surface.
The sink. The walls.
Your body.
Even the toilet.
Even the toilet.
It doesn't matter where it lands. You long for the taste of your own juices. Feel it getting ready to explode now. The cum beginning to ooze out. About to erupt. It's going to fly right towards your mouth. Hitting your chest. Your stomach.
Yes, come.
The bag. Here it comes. Stick out your tongue.
Stick it out.
Get it. Get it. Yes. It's like a drug addicted. You need it. Long for it. Here it comes. Taste it. Get it. Yes. Yes. Ah, yes. Yes. Good boy. Such a good boy. Wherever it has landed.
That your tongue cannot reach.
You scoop it up.
Scoop it
with your fingers.
Taste it.
Yes. Lick your fingers clean.
Lick it.
So yummy.
Yummy.
Yes. You never knew your own cum tasted so good. Each taste driving you to lick more. To find more. Need more. Need as much as you can get. So
every day,
at lunch, you will go to the bathroom. You will stroke your cock. Aiming at your mouth. Aiming at a sink. A toilet. A wall. And when you explode, you will lick it up as though it were a drug you cannot live without. The need to taste etched onto your mind. It is now a part of you. Every time you come, no matter where you are, or who you with, you will make sure to at least get a taste, sucking it out of pussy, off of pussy, out of someone's mouth, off the wall, off the sink, off the toilet. Now and forever. Hungry. For the taste of your own cum. Hungry for the taste of your own sweet nectar. Yes. Coming and cleaning.
Coming and cleaning.
Coming and cleaning. Good boy. Now as you lay there relaxed, content, I want you to notice a fog rolling into your garden. Rolling in between the trees. Covering the experience of this place. But not the feelings. The triggers are a part of you. The trigger is coming.
Coming.
The trigger coming makes you clean. But it is now and always the thought of Mistress Candace. The sound of my voice.
Mistress Candace.
The sight of my face that triggers your arousal. Images of your goddess flashing through your head that begins the spiral of lust. Every time you see my pictures, you cannot resist me. Good boy. Feel the couch letting you go, pushing you up, up as the fog rolls in, covering your couch as you walk to the stairs. It is the veil between your conscious and subconscious mind that settles all the pleasure, all the joy here waiting for you. All just beneath the surface for what you do remember will be foggy. Your conscious mind not questioning what your subconscious mind makes you do at lunch, every lunch, longing to come and clean. The longing remaining within you, a seed planted in your brain, etched onto your mind.
An addiction.
Feel yourself now walking up the stairs, taking with you the sensations, the longing, the trigger. Going up one, two. Your conscious mind awakening, unaware, foggy. Three, four, more content, satisfied, happier than you've ever been. You are drained. Five, six, going up, you feel more devoted to Goddess Candace each time you hear me. 7, 8, you long to come back, happy to go on, prepared for your purpose in front of you. 9, 10, take in a deep cleansing breath, and release. Feeling relaxed, content, you will sleep better than you've ever slept. You will feel groggy for a couple of days. It's okay. You have a sense of purpose now. For now, you belong to Mistress Candace.